Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Since it took effect in 2010, the Health Reform Law, otherwise known as the Affordable Care Act or ACA, has made important changes to the way healthcare coverage works for children and families. Starting October 1st, 2013, you can compare insurance options to find the right plan for you and your family. My guest today is Dr. Ann Edwards, and she is the American Academy of Pediatrics Chair of the Committee on State Government Affairs, and as a liaison to the Committee on Federal Government Affairs and Subcommittee on Access. Welcome to the show, Dr. Edwards. Huge topic, lots of questions. Let's start with, why is health insurance important for children, but also for their parents?
Well, we know if children have access to health insurance, it guarantees them to gain the preventive care that they need to really become healthy. But importantly, parents who have health insurance, actually we see that the children have improved health as well. So if the entire family has access, they really are healthier as a whole.
Well, and that would make sense because you're going for your well visits, you're getting your vaccinations, you're checking things out as they happen. So where are we on this health reform rollout? Tell us a little bit about the upcoming enrollment period. It's an open enrollment. And what does this mean for parents and children?
What this means is, beginning October 1st, there's a new way to get health insurance. First of all, I have to say, if you have health insurance and you're happy with it, you can keep it. But if you don't have health insurance, beginning October 1st, you'll have the opportunity to really go to something called a marketplace, where you'll be able to look at different options, see what works for your family best, and enroll your family, and find out what assistance you might actually get to help you get that insurance.
Now, I am just going to reiterate what you said, that if you like your current insurance and it covers your family, you can absolutely keep it. This is something people don't seem to understand, but it's true. Now, do parents need to re-enroll their kids in this new plan?
Absolutely not. You know, if you've got a plan, you can keep it. It's really for those individuals who have not had access or feel that their access is coverage is not what they want it to be.
Okay, so when we're talking about, you said, this open marketplace, how are they going to navigate this? And the most important question parents want to know, do they get to keep their pediatrician when they're looking in this marketplace? Dr. Edwards, do they see what doctors will be available in a certain policy? If you're in love with your pediatrician, as I am, you want to make sure you can keep them.
Yes, you will be able to do that. So the marketplaces will have several avenues to access them. One will be online, but you will actually be able to call in as well. And on your state's marketplace website, you'll be able to look up your family's current pediatrician to see if she participates in the plan you choose. So absolutely, you can keep your pediatrician.
Okay, so what do children need from their health insurance plans? So when parents are looking at these marketplaces, are all policies created equal, some less equal than others? Will they all cover basic well visits, vaccinations, that sort of thing for children?
Well, preventive care is covered under the ACA. But when you're looking at these policies, not only do you want to look at whether or not you can choose the pediatrician that you've been using, but you want to look things about access to pediatric specialists and surgical specialists should your child need them. Look at things like habilitative services, which really help a child keep or improve their functioning in terms of speech therapy or other therapies. And then really to look at vision and dental care and to see whether the policy you're looking at covers those things. So you do want to pay attention to those particular topics.
And what about costs? Now, are you going to be able to compare costs with, say, policies that include vision and dental care, that include surgeons and specialists that are not too hard to get routed to? Because you think of things like Medicaid or HMOs, the way that they've worked, you have to have a referral to this specialist, to that. Is it going to be like that? And is cost going to be the factor in all that?
Well, there will be different levels of plans. So there will be the least expensive plan will be called the Bronze Plan, and the most expensive will be called the Platinum Plan. And generally, the higher or the more expensive will have more benefits and lower out-of-pocket costs. So this is where it does get a little bit more complicated, and this is where I would encourage families to ask the questions and use what we're calling navigators. There are people who are will and have to be available to answer questions like that for families to say, boy, how hard is it for me to access that specialist should I need it, and help me understand the cost around this.
And what resource does the American Academy of Pediatrics have for parents about health reform and what their children might need?
Well, we have a site called Healthy Children, and so on this site, there is actually much information about the marketplaces. You're able to go to an interactive map, click on your state, and really understand what your state is offering.
Okay, and of course, that is the name of this show here, is Healthy Children. So now we're looking at these different policies. Parents are comparing what they're going to get for their children and the cost of these policies in their state. What if their state decided to opt out of this marketplace?
Well, then there's the federal marketplace. So even if your specific state opted out, you will still have access to a marketplace to gain health insurance coverage.
Okay, so you just have to go through the federal marketplace that way if your state is one of the few. I think there are a few that are opting out. Now, there are some provisions already in place, Dr. Edwards. Speak about the pre-existing conditions, expanded coverage, and benefits for just a minute, if you would.
Sure. So under the ACA, children under age 19 can't be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition. In addition, children under age 26 can be covered by a parent's health insurance policy. We know that families can choose a pediatrician as their child's primary care doctor, and that these new private health plans must cover the cost of preventive care. And importantly, if you get sick, insurance companies can no longer drop people.
Wow, that's fantastic. I love all of these protections that have been put into place. And now well visits, though you mentioned that those are going to be included. So even things that are newer, such as the HPV vaccine that pediatricians in the American Academy of Pediatrics are recommending, all of these things are going to be covered. Parents don't have to worry about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
That's big because, you know, some parents worry about the cost and is a flu shot going to be covered? All of those kinds of things. Isn't that true?
That's absolutely true. You always go in and wonder, is this going to be covered? And really, now we know that preventive care, those things that really set us up to have healthy children become healthy adults are in place under these assurances with the ACA.
And what role should pediatricians, we only have a minute left, what role should pediatricians play in educating their children and family about some of these options?
Well, I think that really there are opportunities through the AAP that pediatricians can link their families and provide information within their clinics. They should have their state website available for their marketplace so families can access that and just have this information available to families and guide them to the navigators. There are people to help.
That's great information in 20 seconds. Dr. Edwards, wrap it up for us about October 1st and starting the new ACA laws.
So this is a great opportunity. It really is something that can sound complicated. In the end, the marketplaces are supposed to make it much easier, and they will. They will really guarantee that our children can have great coverage and access to health insurance.
And you can get more information at healthychildren.org. There's information on the Affordable Care Act and the benefits and protections that are already available and really what your family needs to know. That's at healthychildren.org. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. We hope we're giving you so much of this great information. We know we are. So share it with your friends and spread it around. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.